This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus concerns still weighing heavy on investors. On Wall Street, trading was halted shortly after the morning trading began. Circuit breakers tripped after the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 both fell by more than 8% just seconds after the opening bell. It's the third time in the last week that trading was halted. At last night's 11th Democratic presidential primary debate, the candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders were asked about their choice of running mates.
There are a number of women who are qualified to be president tomorrow. I would pick a woman to be my vice president.
That's former Vice President Joe Biden answering the question. Seconds later, Bernie Sanders asked the same question, and he replied he, too, in all likelihood, would choose a female running mate. This is USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Academy of Country Music is the latest to postpone a big event because of the coronavirus. The 55th annual ACM Awards were to take place on April 5th in Las Vegas. The show's now been postponed until September. Amid a lot of bare shelves in supermarkets across the nation, President Trump is urging Americans to take it easy.
President Trump at the White House coronavirus briefing Sunday, asking Americans not to hoard. He's spoken with the heads of many, many grocery stores across the country and promises shelves will be stocked.
They're going to work 24 hours around the clock keeping their stores stocked. I would like to say that people shouldn't go out and buy. We're going to all be great. We're going to be so good.
The president goes on to tell reporters in the briefing room,
you don't have to buy so much. Take it easy. Just relax. They're buying more than they buy at Christmas. Relax.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump says, in his words, he is strongly considering a full pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Trump made the announcement yesterday in a Twitter post. Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to the FBI about having had contact with Russian officials. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he is, in his words, adopting some plans from some of his rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination, the former VP announcing that he'll add Senator Bernie Sanders' college education plan to his presidential platform. Its goal is to make public colleges and universities free for families with incomes below $125,000. Biden says he's also picking up much of Elizabeth Warren's bankruptcy plan. Are you among the many Americans stuck at home for the foreseeable future? Have you heard that Disney is trying to make things easier on you? Yeah, it's released the latest Star Wars installment days earlier than originally scheduled. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker was put out on digital platforms late Friday prior to what was supposed to be tomorrow's release date. That movie available for purchase on Amazon, Apple TV, Google Play, and some other platforms. And Disney has also released Frozen 2 on its streaming service 3 months in advance of the original date. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live. A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
Hey, ready or not, it just keeps turning, and it keeps coming at us. So, look at it. If you haven't learned right now to be prepared and understand that you are the first line of defense, you, not the government, not President Trump. It really starts with us, the man, the woman in the mirror. Back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Nathan Robb joins us now. We're going to be talking about his new book. I mean, this is really fascinating stuff. The Hunt for History, America's Preeminent Dealer in Rare Documents. Nathan Robb joins us. His writing has appeared in New York Times, the Philadelphia Inquirer, frequently writes a column historically speaking for Forbes.com. Nathan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's rewind here just a moment. How did you get into this business?
It's kind of, there's two ways to look at it. When did I join the business? And I joined the business around 15 years ago. And there's when the historical bug was planted and when the hunt began. And the hunt itself began when I was a kid, when my dad would take us to the battlefields at Gettysburg and tell us that we could find bullets that had been fired by the soldiers.
Oh, wow.
Which, the average hunter can't do that. But, of course, we would find them, and it was only years later that I realized that he was buying them at antique stores and planting them. So, that was going on when I was five. My father started this business when I was in middle school, and I joined it probably 16 years ago now, and I've been running it for the last decade or so.
So you, the things you learned from your father have to be endless.
Yeah, this is not the kind of business where you go to a school to learn how to do it. There's no degree that gets conferred when you've reached the requisite expert level. This is an old school apprenticeship, and that's how my father and I treated it.
And your father must have known that you were the curious one, huh?
I'm very fortunate in the sense that I still get to work side by side with my dad. My wife's in the business, so it's really a family affair.
Wow, how cool is that? That is awesome. So this book, The Hunt for History, On the Trail of the World's Lost Treasures, from the letters of Lincoln, Churchill, and Einstein to the secret recordings on board JFK's Air Force One. What prompted you to write this?
Each year we have, so each day we have 20 or so people who find things in their attic or who inherited things contact us to want to sell something.
Mm-hmm.
And we buy a very small percentage of that material because some of it's forgery, some of it's a copy, some of it's not important, and we look for the really important stuff. Mm-hmm. These stories stories accumulate. And, you know, dinner conversation, telling these stories about finding this treasure, that treasure, resulted in a lot of people making a suggestion, hey, this, you know, this is really interesting stuff. Not a lot of people do this. And, I also realized that there's an element of the hunt that's the element looking for the character who actually signed it. So, you can own a letter of Thomas Jefferson, but why would, you know, why is a sheet of paper that he wrote it on, which is, that he wrote a letter on, which is worth, you know, a fraction of a penny,
right,
worth $50,000, $100,000, $250,000, and it's because there's a certain amount of hero worship, or people look for more than the name and what they buy. That is a form of moral association.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I got to imagine, you know, for your father and you, the family business, that, you know, it's like a little bit of the field of dreams. You know, you build it, they'll come. The fact that you are an avenue, yes, that you could, you know, you could buy, but, you know, sometimes people, they don't know what to do with this. I mean, you know, they find this box in an attic and find out that they've got something here that looks rather interesting. For example, letters written by Alexander Hamilton. You go, well, you know, what is this? What am I to do with it? But if they come to a company like yours, an organization like yours, well, then it lives on.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we tell a number of those stories in the book, and that happens every day. I mean, I could write, since the book went to print, I could have filled it with, you know, many more chapters. Our lives every day.
So tell us about that 20 letters. I mean, Alexander Hamilton, who had it, and what was the process and how it came to you?
So a man calls us one day and says that he's inherited from his grandfather this book that came out of a collector's office. And by collector, I don't mean somebody who collects something in today's sense. I mean basically the customs, the duty collectors in the various ports that would, you know, tax incoming shipments. But he had one that was from an area in Maine. Now, Alexander Hamilton, these people worked for him. Mm-hmm. He contacted us, and he said he had all of these letters of Alexander Hamilton bound into this book, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
He walked into our office, and, of course, we're very excited to see this, but there's always the possibility. The doubt always creeps in the back of your mind. Maybe this, you know, isn't real. Maybe it's a copy. Maybe this person is not being straight with us. But he opens this book, and there are all of these letters that have been sitting in this man's attic for two generations. And all these letters of Alexander Hamilton, it took us 24 hours to sell all of them, you know, to show you the demand for Hamilton.
Wow. Well, especially now because of the play on top of it, so that helps. But so you sold them individually?
Yes, we sold them individually.
Mm-hmm. And so for the person that found it in the attic, what kind of return is he looking for this great find, roughly?
Well, he sells the stuff to us, so we don't represent people in the sale of their material. We buy outright,
mm-hmm.
and then we sell after. So we paid him a fair price. We negotiated a fair price with him.
Right.
And then
he was obviously happy that he did. So now it's turned over. He's got found money and feels good about it. But just, you know, just for the sake, I mean, you know, I don't want to, you know, get into too much in your business, but, you know, roughly, you know, something like that, just round figures. What kind of money would that generate?
You're talking mid five figures.
Yeah, right. So somebody could, you know, we're going to have a lot of people in their attic now.
Yeah.
You know, checking this stuff out. Who knows? Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
We've written seven-figure checks. I mean, you never know. Sometimes people think they have something that's really valuable, like the woman who had been holding on to a George Washington letter, only to have me tell her that, you know, she couldn't use it to send her son to college because it was a forgery. Sometimes we really, you know, are the bearer of bad tidings. And other times, somebody doesn't know what they have, and they walk away with a very large check, which is meaningful in their lives. So, yes, I mean, you never know.
Well, and here you are, I mean, determining the veracity of, you know, these letters and, you know, the forensics that must go into it, and yourself and I imagine other experts that you're employing and consulting to make sure that you've got the goods, right?
Yeah, you have to be 100% sure that it's authentic. And if you're not 100% sure, then you have to walk away. But, you know, you get a sense when you look at these things, when you've seen enough of them. I mean, if you've seen 1,000 letters of Ronald Reagan or 150 letters of George Washington, you get that first feel when you look at something. Oh, this looks off, or there's something off about this that I can't quite put my finger on. And then you figure out what it is. But that first feel is just crucial.
Without a doubt. Well, each day, as Nathan says, people from all over the world contact him for help understanding what they have and what it might be worth and how to sell it. Well, he's the Robb's Collection president, a modern-day treasure hunter, one of the world's most prominent dealers of historical artifacts. Most weeks he travels the country, scours auctions, or fields phone calls and emails from people who think they have found something of note in their grandparents' attic. And here we go. Everybody's in the attic. And we got more from Nathan after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
You are life, every breath.
And I'll tell you, we are so blessed in so many ways, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, this is our hope. I was just speaking with Nathan off the air, is that through this ordeal and this challenge that we're faced with right now, that maybe it might draw us together. Maybe it might knock those walls down that have been dividing us, and maybe we might truly come together and appreciate what our founding fathers saw in terms of our hope and our future, and that is that united we stand, divided we fall. Nathan's new book, this is an awesome book, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to check. If you have any appreciation for history, you're going to love his hunt for history on the trail of the world's lost treasures, from the letters of Lincoln, Churchill, Einstein, to the secret recordings on board JFK's Air Force One. Let's talk about JFK's The Secret Recordings. I didn't even know that they were on. It seems to make sense now when I read your book that there would be there. And you talk about locating copies of missing audio that had been recorded on Air Force One as the plane brought JFK's body back to Washington. What did you discover?
The audio that we have that captures the conversations between Andrews Air Force Base and the plane, Air Force One, which was carrying the president's body, are only known because the government released an official version of the recording. But the official version is an hour and 40 minutes. Now, the flight's going to be a lot longer than that, you know, Dallas to the East Coast to Washington or Baltimore area.
Yeah, 2.5, 3 hours. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, you know, the government in the 1990s really sought out looking for this kind of stuff, where they were looking into the Kennedy assassination. And one day, in the bottom of a box in an estate, we saw, and the estate, by the way, was the estate of one of Kennedy's close aides at the time, who stayed a little bit and worked for Lyndon Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a tape that was labeled Conversations Between Andrews Air Force Base and Air Force One, November 1963. And, you know, we sort of thought to ourselves, well, maybe there's something here, maybe there's not. When we got
did that kind of give you a chill when you first saw that? I mean, just hearing you talk about it. Go ahead.
What gave me the chill was these are reel-to-reel tapes, so I couldn't simply, you know, sit down in my living room and play them. I had to contact a company to digitize them and email me the files.
Mm.
What gave me the chill was when he told me that the version that we had was 2.5 hours long, and I knew that the other version is an hour and 40 minutes. That's when I realized, you know, uh-oh, we have something here.
Oh. So what did you discover? Besides that, you had the full length of what happened in that, on the plane in terms of this audio, that you had, you know, probably the full documentation of it versus the hour and 40 minute version.
Well, I mean, it raises a lot of questions in my mind. Why? Because it wasn't blank space. It was the location of people. The early speculation about where to take the body. There was a great deal of conversation, which is now valuable to historians.
Mm-hmm.
And the question, you know, is, and I don't know the answer, but why were they unable to locate this? And why did somebody edit it down the way that they did? I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
Exactly. So where's that audio now?
There are two copies of the same reel-to-reel that this aide had. They're both the original. And the federal government, after initially making a sort of veiled threat about the sale of the material, and the federal government allowed us to sell one tape if we donated the other. And so one copy is in private hands, and another copy is at the National Archives in Washington.
Right. Do people have access to that, even though it's in the archives, or is this protected like so much of the other documentation of the JFK assassination? I know President Trump had said, and of course there's law that was passed that this information was supposed to be released. I thought it was quite interesting. One of those, you know, just nagging questions is there. The president began to release information and then he stopped. Even though by law he is ordered, the government is ordered to release all the information regarding the assassination, and it has not still to this day been fully released.
Yeah, I mean, the information that we had is available. The National Archives did, I mean, it was digitized. We released it. So,
yes.
You know, that we didn't we didn't leave that to chance.
Yes.
But they, in any event, they were, you know, quite forthcoming with the material, and I believe it's digitized and on their website right now.
Oh, so we can listen to it and that. So, all right, let's talk about another interesting fragmented letter that you got was Andrew Jackson, which led to the infamous Trail of Tears. Tell us about that, how you restored it.
Well, Andrew Jackson has a controversial history with Native Americans. He fought with them as a general and also fought against them. But, you know, his administration is associated with the forcible removal of the native tribes west. And one thing he did before doing that was he sent them a letter, or he instructed his aides to travel to the circles of the Choctaw and the Chickasaw Nations and tell them that they're not safe here, that they're under, in this case, Mississippi law, and they'd have to go west where they would be safe and he could protect them. And, of course, they declined that offer because they correctly understood that what's to stop them from getting pushed farther and farther west, every time the American civilization expands.
Exactly.
But that original letter that he sent them warning them was in, we didn't realize it at the time, but was in tiny little fragments at the bottom of a box that we bought from somebody who, again, found it, in their family belongings, and we pieced it together. And it was the original letter from Jackson telling the native tribes of the South to move west.
Mm-hmm. Does it give us any better insight into Andrew Jackson? Because sometimes when you look back over your shoulder into history, it's not necessarily true that we have the whole truth and nothing but. Did it bring anything to light regarding, the Trail of Tears, for example?
You know, this is a subject that it's a complicated one. Jackson is a controversial figure around this subject, but also elsewhere. It's a forceful letter. It's a powerful letter. It's an authoritative letter.
Mm-hmm.
It shows him in clear command of the issues. He understands. So it was. Practice for the president to refer to himself as the father, and refer to the native tribes and the Americans as children.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's one of the things that first stuck out to me is he signs it, your father, or to my Choctaw and Chickasaw children, which it appears sort of like, demeaning, but I think it was common dating back to Thomas Jefferson.
Exactly.
But no, I mean, I think that the most poignant part of the letter is, this set in motion a series of events which resulted in the Trail of Tears. You sort of see the pieces falling into place.
Yeah, your heart breaks to remember, what they were subjected to and how many losses were endured. We got time for one more. Let's talk about British officials that secured the Rosetta Stone.
So one day we're looking through, and this is a sort of a smaller auction company, and my dad circles this letter by a man whose last name is Haley Hutchinson. And I'm fairly confident that no one knows who that is. But the content of the letter, which again drives its value and its importance, mentions the taking of the stone, capital S, and getting a rubbing of it. And my father, this is sort of early on in my apprenticeship, pointed out to me and says, I'm willing to bet you, if you look at the date in the context of that letter, I'm willing to bet if you go on your phone and check, that's going to end up being the man and the date for the seizure of the Rosetta Stone.
Ooh.
And, it was sitting, unillustrated in an auction catalog, which had not done the work to discover what it was. And it just shows you that, these things sometimes are hiding in plain sight.
Wow. Amazing stuff. Hey, it's all there, and I'll tell you what happens. It will leave you without satisfaction because you know that there's more stories to come. As Nathan said, every day he gets more and more information. He could just keep writing the book and just adding chapters.
It's the hunt for history, where it stood when he finished at that point, on the trail of the world's lost treasures, from the letters of Lincoln, Churchill, and Einstein to the secret recordings on board JFK's Air Force One. Nathan, thank you for being with us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus concerns still weighing heavy on investors. On Wall Street, trading was halted shortly after the morning trading began. Circuit breakers tripped after the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 both fell by more than 8% just seconds after the opening bell. It's the third time in the last week that trading was halted. At last night's 11th Democratic presidential primary debate, the candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders were asked about their choice of running mates.
There are a number of women who are qualified to be president tomorrow. I would pick a woman to be my vice president.
That's former Vice President Joe Biden answering the question. Seconds later, Bernie Sanders asked the same question, and he replied he, too, in all likelihood, would choose a female running mate. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're here in Nashville, Tennessee for NRB 2020, and Dan Highway joins us now with Gideon's International. Dan answered God's call in 2018 to become the International Executive Director for the Gideon's International. He started his career with Eli Lilly and Company, where his career spanned more than 30 years. He's been a Gideon for more than 12 years, having joined the ministry through a new member plan in the United States from America in 2007. Dan, welcome to the show.
Bill, it's good to be here.
So here from pharmaceuticals to the ministry. I mean, connect those dots for me.
Well, Proverbs 16:9 says the heart of man plans his way, but God directs his steps.
Yeah.
My life would actually be a good example of God just directing my steps.
We're also told that man plans and God laughs, right?
Yeah. Well,
thank God for a sense of humor.
I do like Proverbs 16:9.
Right, exactly. No, especially. And I appreciate that. So, so how did you get drawn into Gideon's?
You know, it's kind of a long story, but I'll tell you as much as I can, somewhat briefly. In 1968, actually, my dad's uncle invited him to become a Gideon.
Oh, wow.
And he actually told him, I had the pleasure to interview my dad and my mom for their 50th wedding anniversary a few years ago.
Oh, very cool.
And I was looking back at the notes the other day, and the note that I had written on my dad was that when his uncle asked him to become a Gideon, he said it would be good for his spiritual growth and development. And so my dad actually joined in 1968. You know, I became eligible as a Gideon in 1986 when I joined Eli Lilly.
Oh, wow.
And, but I didn't join the Gideons. And in that 20-plus year window as a Christian businessman, I actually probably shared Christ with less than 10 people. And God put a call in my heart that a lot of my energy was going into people that were already Christians, and He wanted to use me in a way to reach the lost for Christ. I actually went to that Gideon membership dinner you were talking about and put my name on a membership application, not really understanding that this was probably the path that the Lord was choosing for me, that the Lord was directing my steps there.
Right, exactly.
But once I got involved and found out that there is actually a single mission of this ministry, and that is to win the lost for Christ through the influence, through the association of Christian businessmen coming together, holding one another accountable in our walk with the Lord, how we actually live our life, being a personal witness for Him, and also going into the venues of life in our community and around the world with copies of God's Word for people.
Hmm.
And so that journey began in 2007, as you stated earlier. You know, in the few years after that, what I came to realize was I'd actually had the opportunity to be a witness of the Lord to, first it was tens and then dozens and hundreds and probably today even more than thousands of people that I've had the opportunity to share God's Word with. And it's pretty powerful when God uses you in that way.
It's kind of amazing, too, because you say, you know, in God's order of things, in His economy, I mean, it wasn't like you had to be redefined. I mean, it was a lot of things that you were already doing. It was probably maybe a lack of intent or maybe even a lack of understanding. And then you get together with the Gideons and they lay out what seems to be, hey, I can do that. That's kind of a, I mean, it's kind of like, that's kind of what I'm already doing anyway, right?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Is that fair?
It is fair. Actually, a few years ago, I told somebody, I said, I'm not exactly sure what the secret sauce of the Gideons is. My mom, who's been a member of the auxiliary since 1968, actually laughed at me. She said, Dan, we call that the Holy Spirit. you know, the Holy Spirit actually works in your life to grow and change you and call you to step out in faith. And honestly, you know, as a Gideon, one of the things I didn't appreciate was the spiritual preparation. You know, if you're going to be involved in the opportunity to reach the lost for Christ, you need to spiritually prepare yourself. You're going into spiritual battle
exactly.
when you do this, Bill.
Yeah.
And as Gideons and auxiliary, we have seven spiritual objectives. We talk about being men of God, but we're men and women of the book. And so we really encourage people to be daily reading Scripture. We're men and women of prayer, to be daily in prayer before the Lord, for the lost. We're men and women of faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes stepping out, you know, when you don't see actual results and just going ahead and doing that. We're men and women of a separated walk. We're men and women of a compassionate heart. We're men and women who witness, and we're men and women who give. Mm-hmm. And I believe if somebody comes alongside the Gideons and actually will look at those seven spiritual objectives and will adopt the disciplines as an objective is an outcome, by the way.
Right.
Discipline is the practice and the
exactly.
exercise.
Right.
If somebody will come alongside the Gideons and they will embrace those seven spiritual objectives, they will be amazed at what God does in their mm-hmm. life.
Without a doubt. The second principle, especially being a man or woman of the Word, to be in the Word on a daily basis. I am surprised, I got to tell you, Dan, how even people who say they're Christians, how little time they spend in the Word of God. And I thought it was quite profound. It caused me to take pause when Billy Graham was asked about his life and about how much time he spent with, you know, very important people throughout his journey of life. And he said his regret was he didn't want to spend more time with more people. He wanted to spend more time in the Word of God. That's pretty powerful, you know, coming from a man of God like Billy Graham.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. I've not heard that story about Billy before, but thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. No, but so to me, again, you know, even Jesus said, you know, it's not by bread alone, but by the Word of God, right, that we live. And experientially, for those of us who have walked that walk and appreciated that that sustenance, it's one of those things. You know, you sit there and go, oh, you know, how can you be without the Word of God on a daily basis?
Well, I will say Isaiah 55:11 is one of the promises that we claim as Gideons, and very well known within our ministry, that the Word of God does not return void without accomplishing that for which He sent it. We oftentimes talk about that in the context of placing God's Word or distributing God's Word into somebody's hands, and what will God do with His Word?
Mm-hmm.
But the same is true in our own life. If we will spend time in the Word of God,
yes,
God's Word will take root in our own life.
Exactly.
And again, as a Gideon, and before a Gideon, fairly committed Christian, but I'll just tell you as a Gideon that the discipline, the encouragement, the plan that we have to actually read the Word of God, I adopted that plan the first year that I was a Gideon, and I just continue to follow that daily reading plan. And it's been amazing to me the amount of increased time that I've spent with the Word of God.
Kind of amazing that most people, when they hear of Gideon's, they think of the Bible in the hotel room, right? I mean, there's no question it's a heck of a calling card, at least an opener, because it's not like people do not know anything about Gideon's, but there's so much more to understand what the Gideons are doing. And as you say, you know, for you, this has been life-changing.
It certainly has been, like I said, a spiritual adventure for me that that God has taken me on and continues to take me on. You know, the hotel Bibles, actually this ministry began in 1898. A couple of guys shared a hotel room together and found that they were both Christians, and they shared devotions together that night.
Mm-hmm.
And they began talking about what would it be to have a ministry that would hold one another accountable as we conduct our business, that we do that in a manner that honors God,
right,
and hold one another accountable, that when God opens the door for us to be a witness for Him, that we step through that door and we actually share Christ with those around us. That was where the ministry started in 1899. They called a meeting. Three men showed up to that meeting. And in prayer, actually, when they stood up from prayer, they said, "We shall be called the Gideons." That God had actually used the story of Gideon in Judges to actually call the name of this ministry. And today, in 200 countries around the world, we're still known as the Gideons.
Wow.
The scripture distribution you're talking about, hotels, that actually began about 10 years later in 1908.
Mm-hmm.
And it began as a way to actually reach out to the busy traveler and the weary traveler and actually have a copy of the Word of God that would be there. We like to say that all the finest hotels in the world still have a copy of the Word of God available.
Exactly.
And I believe that is actually true. But our hotel scriptures actually represent less than 10% of the scriptures that go out each year. For the last 5 years, we've been averaging more than 80 million copies of the Word of God a year over those 5 years, which is the highest five-year window we've ever seen. Less than 10% of the hotels. The highest venue actually is placing scripture into the hands of the next generation. We go to schools, we go to fairs and festivals targeting the youth there.
Yes.
We go to colleges and universities. And if when you look at that ministry, it's been a very powerful part of who we are and what we do.
Well, I'll tell you, when you pause and you consider how the Gideons have blessed America and international travelers, Dan Highway, I mean, praise God. Dan Highway, thank you for being with us. Congratulations. All the best to you.
Bill, thank you. May God bless you.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking. prick in my finger.
No fingerprints.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You
You know, sometimes we do need to be reminded. Oftentimes, you know, I think in the Old Testament alone, we are told to remember at least 250 times. And I know you ask yourself, so why would God tell us to remember over 250 times? Because we forget. That's why. This is why we have to remember whose we are. And what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and it's an honor to have Jim Bolthouse with us. He's the president of the Presidential Prayer Team. While I was in Nashville a couple of weeks ago, we were there for the National Religious Broadcasters annual convention there, and Jim and I didn't connect, disappointingly, I would say, because I was looking forward to seeing him in person, and when I went by their booth, there on the main floor, the the convention floor, he was MIA. But the people there, Jim, I will tell you, were kind enough to give me a presidential prayer T-shirt. I thought it was very kind of them.
Oh, I'm glad they did their job right.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. The check's in the mail, by the way. So we'll take care of that because we know that all this stuff. Though Jesus paid the price, we still have expenses to cover, you know, during the year. But again, Jim leads America's largest full-time ministry dedicated to encouraging prayer for our nation's leaders. And this is something that we have realized for a long time. You know, the Bible is clear that we should pray for those in authority because, for lots of reasons, Jim, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of reasons. If you carry that verse, which is mentioned in 1 Timothy, to its end, Paul promises that if we first of all pray for each other, then pray for those in leadership, then we'll have peace and prosperity in our land, which is what we would love to have here in America. It looks like we're heading in the right direction, but I think praying for our leaders is one of the most important things. And I honestly, Bill, I think a lot of the reasons we are where we are as a nation in the positive side of things is because there have been so many thousands, maybe millions of people praying every day for our leaders.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, just like what's exampled in between the first and second verses of Genesis, talking about the Spirit of God hovering over the chaos. And we do that. You know, we participate with the Holy Spirit hovering over the chaos of our land and our world. And right now, these are most chaotic times, Jim Bolthouse.
Oh, you're right. And I love the segment just before I came on when you're talking about remember.
Yes.
That's what I would say is 90% of what we do as a ministry is to help people remember to pray.
Mm-hmm.
We reach out to them through email, through text messages, through websites, through direct mail, through daily devotionals, any way we can to try and help them remember to pray because we are forgetful people. Mm-hmm. And I include myself in that. I have to have my own little ways of reminding me to do things throughout the day. And we hope to be aware of positive influence in helping people to focus not only on the leader, but what specific needs there are this day for them to pray for those leaders.
Exactly. You know, Jim, I find myself when I get agitated, I try to turn that around and thank the devil for reminding me that I need to talk to God. And you know, I don't do that all the time, but at times when I'm successful and I just go, oh, Lord, is there a way possibly that you could ingrain this in my spirit that every time I am bothered that I run to you instinctively without hesitation? Because I know that when that happens, like you were saying earlier, that's when peace settles in. And when we want to make choices and decisions for our lives, we want to make sure that God's peace is surrounding those decisions, do we not?
Yes. In fact, I'm glad you said that, Bill, because one of the things that we're initiating this year, part of the presidential prayer team, is a nationwide call to pray first.
Yes.
A lot of what we're putting out now through our means, and we're also inviting other ministries to join us in this effort, is just to encourage people to, before you take that simple step, to pray first, before you put your legs down on the floor in the morning, say, God, what do you have for me today? I'm not talking about, you know, long orator prayers. I'm saying brief conversational prayers that God loves to be a part of our day all day long. So if you're heading to the grocery store, you're thinking, God, what do I need to get for my family? Help me understand what's best for my family. That's the participation that God talks about in constant prayer with Him, mm-hmm. that you're in a constant relationship with Him. Just imagine what our country would be like, and this is our challenge in the year 2020 and beyond. Next year will be our 20th anniversary, and we're going to continue that into the year 2021.
Right.
But we're going to encourage our president all the way down through Congress, the senators, state leaders to commit to saying, I will pray first before acting.
Yes.
I will pray first before voting. I will pray first before signing that bill. And see how God is going to once again reign over America.
Well, our founding fathers, when they put the people in charge, we the people, in a sense, this is what they had in mind, is the responsibility of our government falls upon each of us. Now, think about how awesome that is. Do you want to try and do that on your own strength and your own wisdom? I mean, we're finding out that human strength and wisdom is really laughable, in a sense, especially right now with all that we're going through. I welcome the challenge of the coronavirus right now, Jim, because I believe it helps us, as I've been saying on the air for a number of years, experience defines preference. And we're redefining, you know, the kind of America that we want through these challenges. The fact that we have been so siloed and divided and, you know, put in our respective corners, I mean, that doesn't serve us individually or our families or our communities. It's when we're united. So we need to get back to focus on those first principles, you know, like praying first and understanding what it is, you know, why are we talking to God to begin with? Why are we having, because this is what it is. I mean, we're opening up a line of dialogue and communication with God when we look to God first, right?
Exactly. And so much has been said about praying that a person prays, it has been thought in the past that we move the hand of God. God is God and we are not. So in reality, when we pray to God, we're aligning with His will. We're finding out what the marching orders are. We're finding out what God really wants for America. We're then saying, God, thy will be done. And we're a part of the plan. It's kind of like a dad who's got this great project that he wants to include his son into. And so every step of the way, he's including his son as much as possible because there's a joy in doing it together. Exactly. That's what God wants with us. He wants us to be a part of his plan here on earth and in heaven. Mm-hmm. And we can start today by just taking time to say, God, what steps do you have for me today? It's amazing what can happen because even the little thing that you do today may have an effect a week or a month down the road that God can use. He can see that. We can't.
Right, exactly. And Jim, I'm glad the way you laid this out because it is that simple. Some people say, well, you know, I don't know any, you know, great prayers or all. I get lost in, you know, if I go to church and I hear these people who are so eloquent about praying, you know, just God wants to hear your heart. It's a real simple thing. And I would say also most people of faith know the Lord's Prayer. And I have re-embraced the Lord's Prayer in a whole new way these last couple of years in realizing, again, that, you know, when the apostles saw the power emanating from Jesus and the peace that surrounded him after prayer, they go, hey, teach us. Teach us. What should we say? And Jesus left us the Lord's Prayer, which I just think it's such a simple, powerful prayer, and goes to your point. It's not our kingdom. It's His kingdom. It's His will to be done. And everything, it covers all the bases. So when in doubt, look at, even if you don't know it by heart, you know, get a cheat sheet. That'll work.
Sure. And Bill, I mean, you couldn't have said it better because a part of the Lord's Prayer is a phrase in there that says, give us our daily bread. Notice it says daily, not weekly, not monthly, or sometime in the future bread. It is today's bread. And as Christians, we can trust God that today is all taken care of. His grace is sufficient for us today to get through this day. And we don't have to worry about tomorrow because He's got it there too.
Exactly.
He's got it next week. He's got it a month from now. And as Christians going through this crisis our country is facing right now, we really should be the adult in the room and saying, God's got this. I'm okay with that.
Right.
He is in charge of my life one day at a time, and I surrender to Him. Mm-hmm. Our worries and our life come from looking forward and thinking, what if? And that's really, as a Christian, not something we should be doing. We should be going, what does God have for me today? And I'll trust Him for tomorrow, what He'll have for me tomorrow.
Yeah, you love that daily bread, fresh, hot of the oven, every day.
Uh-huh.
You know, no worries. It's God's the best baker. He's so awesome. Jim, how can people be involved and be part of the team?
Well, I encourage everyone to be involved. We've set this thing up to be totally free. Everything is sponsored through Love Gifts of God's People. So when you come, you can come freely and just get whatever information we have. We have so much to offer that is just available for you. Just come to our main website is presidentialprayerteam.org. But here's a cheat sheet, an easy way to get to it. Just type in the word pray.team, pray.team. It'll take you right to the site.
Good shortcut. Hey, you'll learn how to pray for our leaders, especially in this election year. Why we should pray first before voting, even before our feet hit the ground, right? That's a good takeaway here. And remember, we got to pray for both sides of the aisle. We're all children of God, made in His image, and He loves us whether we're Republican or Democrats, okay? And make sure you're praying about obeying God's will. Jim Bolthouse, president of the Presidential Prayer Team. Jim, always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Bill. Same here.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime.